Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Tell us about it, Ray.
We are A to Z on public policy issues that impact small businesses, entrepreneurs, the economy in general, plus all sorts of other issues and areas that we cover for small businesses in terms of operating their firms and finding capital and credit for their businesses. So it's, if you go to our website, sbecouncil.org, you'll find all sorts of great stuff there.
No, folks, nobody works harder than the folks at SBE Council. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Ray and Karen and others. They work hard for what you do, and I encourage you, please support them with your eyeballs, and if you get a chance, give them something to work with, because they need the revenue. They're working hard for you. When you're sleeping, they're working in Washington in the state houses to help you to fight off some of this stuff. And I'm hoping we can let up in the next regime, Ray, so you guys can start focusing on productive things, playing where we can play offense instead of defense. What do you think?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, that's the hope here, and that's what I, looking at the Chief Economist Outlook piece that I wrote that's on
which
our website.
Which you can find on the website, right?
Right. You can look at the website there. That's exactly it. That when you look at
key points in the economic outlook for 17, folks. Go ahead.
Right. Now, when you look at the situation that we've come out of, and if we can get things like pro-growth tax reform and constructive regulatory reform and relief. And I just don't want to use the word reform when I talk about taxes.
How about you stop talking about businesses like we're the enemy? How about that?
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, the last...
I'll take that for starters. How about you?
Yeah, this past administration, the current administration...
President Obama... And I'm telling you, Ray, I'm convinced, and I've told people this, because I think my polling shows this, I'm convinced that the 100 million people who are connected to small business directly or indirectly, that's my number, contributed significantly to the election.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think that's right. And
not in small part because of Obamacare.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I think, I have not seen numbers for this current election. It's one that we just finished. But going back, when you look at small
business... 87 is your number.
Small business owners voted overwhelmingly for Mitt Romney in 2012.
My polling showed 87% of my audience voted against, not so much for Trump as against Hillary.
Right. Well, that was the election that we were running.
Yeah,
we were running
yeah.
Basically, you were voting
right.
against the other.
So, so gaps in the economy. Where's that going to be?
Well, the gaps in the economy. We've laid out a series of reports where we showed dramatic shortfalls in terms of, unfortunately, you name it: GDP growth overall, private investment, the level of entrepreneurship. We've fallen woefully short. Productivity, income. These are the challenges that we face coming into this.
Mm-hmm.
This time of a new administration and a new Congress. And it really comes down to, again, are we going to see a significant shift in a pro-growth direction? And what I started to say before was not just tax reform, but tax relief. Not just regulatory reform, but regulatory relief.
Right.
We have to lift these burdens that have been mm-hmm. put on small businesses.
Rescinding executive orders, folks, is what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, all the way across the board in terms of, I mentioned on your show before, Jim, but people forget the massive 2013 tax increase.
Oh, yeah.
So we need relief, and we need to reform these so we have the proper incentives going forward. What we want is, rather than businesses worrying about, what is Washington going to do to us next in a negative way, is we want what I've called a positive uncertainty.
Right.
uncertainty is not good, but... Negative uncertainty is what we've faced over the last 8 years. Either we knew there were increased costs coming, or we were worried about increased costs.
And we knew, but we were afraid it was going to get worse.
Right. What I want to see is a situation where, hey, things are going in a positive direction. There's a little
right.
bit of uncertainty here, but it's going in the right direction.
Ray, there's an area that I've been tracking now for some time myself that I really, and I made it one of my predictions. corporate America and Wall Street have been practicing what I call, and you and I've talked about this, financial capitalism, because they did not want to invest in the marketplace because that was, as you said, too negatively uncertain. But now I think with a new relationship they're going to have with this new administration, I think they're going to come back to Main Street, and that's good for small business. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, get the policies right, and you'll see that happen. Exactly right.
Because a huge part of small business sector serves big businesses. That's what they do.
I agree wholeheartedly, Jim, and that's what, again, it all goes back to getting those policies right, and then we'll get growth in the economy that we're supposed to have.
SBECouncil.org is the website. Pastor Stephen Grant novels, all six of them are at Amazon, right?
You got it, absolutely.
So check it out. Hey, Ray, good job. Come back soon.
All right, thanks, Jim. Take care.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.